into the
this
now.
This call is being recorded.
It's fine. I just skip over it when I do the transcription, so it's fine. Let's take some nice deep breaths. As we breathe deeply, we relax our bodies. I'm aware again of this beautiful golden white light pillar in the middle of the room. We breathe in of its energy. We breathe back out into it again. As we do, we breathe in this beautiful. We need to have the phones on mute for the phone audience.
Moses, can you mute everybody, please?
All right. So as we continue to breathe in of this beautiful golden white light, we feel it as it fills our bodies. Every organ, every system is filled with this beautiful golden white light. Continue to breathe in. We feel it as it moves down through our arms and our torso, our bottoms, our thighs. And as you continue to breathe deeply and easily, we're going to see the chakras of our bodies as they come alive for us. So breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, and see as Mother Earth fills you with energy through your feet. Feel that energy move up into your body. Feel it as it reaches that first root chakra, that red chakra, bursting with energy, spinning. And as you continue to breathe deeply and easily, see as this energy from that chakra moves into the solar plexus area, turning orange, as that chakra moves and expands. Breathe slowly and easily, you move with the chakra. Next chakra, which is yellow. Breathing it in easily and effortlessly. Coming up into your heart chakra, which is green. See as that expands your body, that beautiful green color. Going to move then into the high heart chakra, pink or magenta. As that energy spills out of your body. Move into your throat area. As that energy moves, blue excellence, blue energy. Move up into your body. You notice that pineal gland, that third eye chakra. Beautiful purple in color. Breathe deeply and easily. Notice that you are at the top of your head, your chakra burst open. Deep indigo color. You are a column of light. Moving, spinning energy-wise. Have you step out of your body and in front of your body and notice that there is a spot, that soul chakra spot about 12 inches above your head, vibrating with that golden white light energy. And you put yourself into that experience. put yourself into that golden white light that is that soul chakra above your head. See as that grows with your intention. See as that grows and mingles and mixes with the energy of all in this room. See as this turns clockwise. All of the energies of that soul chakra of individuals blending into one. Trying to take a trip into that pillar of white light. Above the houses, above the skylines, and above the earth, far above, and landing on that Christ consciousness grid. As you are there, see all of the others that are there as well. Not only those of this planet, but those from others. Archangels, the Ascended Masters, all circles upon the Christ grid across this planet. Say that James Twyman has called for a meditation to take place. So let us join that group. You know internally which group that is. And move to Syria. Join all of those that are circling Syria today. Sending light and love. Peace. Now move back into our own circle. And let us as individuals move around the planet. Your light, your love, your ultraviolet light to transmute any place where you find the darkness into light. See it as the people smile. It is the light breaks through the darkness. Move as you feel moved. Move around the world, around this planet. See the light overcome the darkness. See it as this planet lights up. Heal as the energies raise. Know that you are doing this right now. We're going to bring you back into this group again. Rejoin those who are around the planet. See that as your light is magnified tremendously, all of those who are on the Christ consciousness grid know that you have done a wonderful thing today. Back into this room. Back bound to this room. Stand before yourself. Turn and take a seat down into your with this group again in your own body. Your toes in your hands and know you are the right place, the right time, right now. And Lady Nada has been and is a day of importance. As each of the groups has been called to meditate, to send love and peace, have joined these in the same way. We We know that these days seem to be so long. We know that the time seems to be long. In fact, when you look back, dear ones, you will see it as just the smallest time in your entire life. All of the existences that you have had. We talk about celebrations. We know that you feel the energy of these. Know that you are still waiting. Talk about the end of races. Talk about all of these things. And still, you are waiting. We are here to share that this is the time that everything is falling into place. This is the time that you are crossing that path of the winners and reach back down to help others. We are here to share that all of these things will take place in the year 2016. Know that we are not going to be linked to specific dates. The time has already started. Time has already begun. Is already here. Give patience. What can we share of maintaining the highest consciousness? We know you are told to be positive. We tell you to look for the good. Take time to walk in nature. Take time to get off of the sidewalks and into the dirt. Time to listen to wonderful music. Take time each day to meditate for your own well-being. Are you asking for major changes in your life? No. We know that they are happening. We know that you are listening to us. We know you are changing the things that you are meant to change each step along your way. Rhonda and I trust the activity of this group. Trust the activity of those who are participating with this group. Those who lead this group. We are here to serve you. We are also here to cherish you, laugh with you, to be the ones who lift you when you are down. Give you our love and our blessings. Do with yours today.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Good to be here with you again as this way, and as always here to be of service. We have one message to give you briefly, and that is that in your week to come here, expect something. Expect something in this next week which brings about a message that will follow in your next time here on your, what you call your Hollow Earth Network call, which is going to be very profound, we would say. This is all we can give on this now. We know we always build up the expectations, and then that sometimes when this happens, there is a fall of that expectation when it does not occur directly as you are expecting or hoping. But as Lady Nada has said, it is all in the now. It is happening now. What can we say more on this? We tell you over and over and over that it is happening or has already happened, and it is only up to you now to open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, not so much your physical eyes, and allow your heart to get into the picture here more and more. Because you all have this inner knowing. You all know that this is what you are here for. This is what you came for. This is the show that is waiting for you. And you have created this entire process, you at the collective you. So allow for it to continue. Be a little bit patient, a little bit longer, and all will come forward as we have been saying, as all of us have been saying. And you deep down within you know that it is going to be exactly as we have all said. So be patient, it's coming, and all of these good things, and we will take questions now. Sheila is standing by here to assist in this process. Do you have questions here for us here?
I have a question. This is Natalie.
Yes.
This week, sacred geometry was coming stronger and stronger, having to focus on some of the shapes, mainly for healing. But I actually had a conversation with a gentleman in the week who was telling me that there is obviously that the power and the importance of the pyramids, but he was telling me in one of the pyramids there would be a spaceship, which is obviously not common knowledge. Is there anything else that you can tell us about that?
It is certainly not common knowledge, but it is there nevertheless. And it has been, this is the one you are speaking of, it has been deep below the pyramid for a long time. It has been spoken of by the Thoth in the Emerald Tablets. So it is there, it is ready to, it has been lifted up previously in times past, and it is there to be so again. But there is so much more than this. This is just a beginning of this, but it is ancient and it has been there for a very long time. And when the opportunity comes, when the frequencies are right, it will be announced to the world and what it is meaning, along with where it is secreted away here and what it is secreted away within.
It's an active one.
In terms of being used?
Yes, in terms of...
Not so much, okay. No. Has been, though, in the past.
Okay.
Anything one you have here, Sarah?
No, thank you.
There be further Hi. Questions?
Yes. Hi, this is Lydia in California. And I have a question regarding the pyramid. I have, in my dreams, seen being over the pyramid. I was over the pyramid, and I was directed to lift it with my mind and to brought up this gigantic stone, something more like a... What is that pink stone? And I just left the pyramid up and let this pink enormous stone under the pyramid. Can you explain that dream, please?
Birda, would you like to begin
here? I will start with this, yes. Lydia, this is a wonderful dream for you because it is reminding you of the strength that you are, reminding you of the strength that you have, and it is not so much a past life we are going to say, but a present time to say, fulfill yourself by embracing the strengths that you have. The pyramids raising in the sky would be like a Star Wars reference, would it not? And with that, the discussion last week about Yoda telling Luke Skywalker to raise things, not to just try. And you and your dream, you were doing this very successfully. So we would say, take this close to your heart and know that this is the power that you are, one who serves.
But nothing to add to this. Is this sufficient for you, for your question?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. Because I have done that in several places in the planet, where I was the first thing that came to me, I said, no, I can't. It's a big, it was like pulling up a rock, a gigantic rock, more like a mountain under the ground. And I said, no, I can't do it. It's too big. And another force within myself told me, just give it a try. You can do it. And I did, and I just pulled out this mountain under the earth, and I just pulled it up. And I have done that on my dreams at least 4 times. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to feel that I have that power.
Yes.
One of the things you will find in the times to come will be the reconnecting of all of the various pyramids throughout the planet. And the real understanding of what these pyramids represent and what they have been. They have been taken over, these energy sources, these points of energy have been taken over by what has been called the Cabal for a very long time here. And they utilized these vortexes of energy and these connections along the ley lines and all of these things that come together here. But these have been used in the past for dark forces or dark magic, but this is going to certainly change and is already in the process of changing, as many of these locations have already been taken over by the forces of light. So they will be, at a time to come, be reconnected back, and these forces of energy will create a new grid that will be spread across the entire planet. It is already in the works now. Would there be other questions here now?
I have a question.
Yes.
And it's regarding somebody else, but the question is for me. It's not necessarily for them. You know, Noah, this last week, has had several different things happen, and I was wondering if you could shed some light on it for me. Like, he peers out the front window because he's a bit nervous about stuff. And he came to me and he said, we have a big street light out in our cul-de-sac. And he said this big, like, black smoke type thing flew by and, like, went into the tree or behind the tree. And then the next night, I think it was, he told me in the morning he dreamed he died. That's all I remember. And he woke up and he didn't wake up. He died, but he realized it was all white light when he died. And he doesn't believe in any of this spiritual stuff at this time. But and then he had another dream that he was out in outer space and he could see Pluto and stuff like that. And he usually doesn't have dreams like that, but could you tell me if maybe something is changing, probably, or what that black thing was he saw?
Yes, Sierra, would you wish to go first here?
I will. We'll go first. Cynthia, first of all, we will say that these rays that are coming in, this light that is coming in that is new, is affecting everyone on the planet.
Right.
And it is affecting your son as well. We would say that the black shadowy figure is nothing for you to be concerned about at this moment in time. It's something that he saw in his brain and it interpreted in a negative way. The dreams are wonderful. They give you the insight that he is expanding beyond his realm of understanding. He is expanding beyond where he has been. Lightness with the death is merely the lightness that is present in the world and in growing in the world and traveling beyond the world that he knows to be real into the atmosphere of the universe is wonderful. So all of these, for us, are great significators of his growth that he is going through. He does not have the words for these things. He does not have the understanding for these things, even though you are his mother. But it is wonderful that he is sharing them with you. And you can go back and talk to him about the wonders of the world as it changes now. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, total sense. Thank you so much for that.
You're so welcome. Manu, sir.
Yes, and we only wish to add here that this one, as you know it, as his mother and who he was in the past,
right.
There is this connection that is continuing on. These deep level understandings are within him and coming out within him now. And he will begin to realize more and more of who he is and what he is here for. But in order for this to happen, there must be a change within this one. And it is happening so far within his dream state to bring this about. It is not in his waking
right.
state yet. But it is coming. If he is allowed to, what we would say here, to blossom, to become who he is. And in order to have this happen, there must be the releasing. The releasing, we have spoken of this before, to push him out of the nest, you might say. He needs to learn to fly on his own.
I've been telling him that.
Yes, but do you have to do more than tell him? You have to do it.
Like Lance wants me to like make up a lie to him, like about something, and I don't like to lie like that.
Do not need to lie. You just need to be truthful. See,
okay.
There is a difference. But he needs to fly. Okay.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you.
There be other questions here now.
I have one. Been reading a little bit more about what's going on in the universe, and I understand that there's a possible ninth planet coming in. Can you tell me a little bit more about the possibility with that, or is there any more knowledge that we need to know or an understanding?
It is not only a possibility, it is a definite for sure. There is so much more out there than you can possibly imagine yet that has not yet been revealed. Many things are going to come to the revealing, and within the revealing, within the disclosure process. So all of this will be answered, all of this will come to you, but you already have an inner knowing of much of this. So when these things are announced, as this one was announced by your NASA, then it is already within you, so it resonated to you, for you. But there are others that heard it and think that it is made up, or it is not real, or it is just something that they are coming out with. And it is so much more than this. So to tell you exactly what it is not time yet for that. But it will come to you, and much more than this. Okay, anything to add here, Ishira?
No, you did fine. Great.
It's fine without saying too much here.
Yes.
This is our way of doing it, as you know. Are there other questions here?
I have another one. Somebody wants to go ahead and eat, you can. Is there, just because you brought up Thoth and the Emerald Tablets, is there a way to briefly explain to me what the Halls of Amenti are?
There is no briefly to explain this.
I don't get it.
It is meant for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. So if you reread it with your understandings at these times
right.
now, as opposed to when you read it the last time as a group together, mm-hmm. it will make a little bit more sense to you and come together more.
Okay.
But it is something that goes along with the ship that was spoken of here earlier, and it is a reality, it is there, and it is going to be part of the revealing as well.
I thought it had something to do with that.
Yes, it does.
That's what got me thinking.
Was first given by the Casey some time ago. thought before this even, but then Casey spoke about it as well.
I have a question. As we talked about during the conversation earlier about James here being in contact with the Prepare for Change from Cobra, does that mean that eventually Cobra, Corey Good, and all those insiders that want to come out into the light are going to be also creating somewhat a big group and do this common disclosure somehow?
Sierra, would you like to address this, or would you ask?
You go ahead.
Yes. Then please understand that all of this is coming together. It is all part of the process. So all of these ones that you speak of will eventually all come together as well. This is a process where many have their own understandings of things from their own perspective. And as these perspectives begin to alter into a more fuller unity consciousness perspective, then all of these ones will be also together. If you notice, though, it is already beginning, because some are talking about the other, and it is mostly in positive ways now.
Mm-hmm.
They are confirming what the other one is saying. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
This is going to happen more and more. And it is eventually at the point of the full revealing or disclosure, it will all come out.
I would like to add that this is the puzzle that you in this group talked about such a long time ago. This is another puzzle. And each piece, as it continues to fall into place, brings a more full picture. And so at the time of disclosure, all of the pieces will have fallen into place. All of those who are speaking will be speaking the same language.
Any further questions here?
I just have a quick one. Is there a comet? Have you heard of a comet 2016? Not many people seem to have heard of it, and I've...
Are you saying comet?
Yeah.
2016?
Yeah.
What would you like to know?
Why don't you share?
Have we heard of it?
Yeah.
Yes?
Okay, because I haven't heard anybody else other than what I read heard of it, so...
But it is by also other names.
Oh, okay.
So it also will come as it needs to.
Yeah, okay.
These types of things are beyond your need to know at the time. We do not like to use that terminology because that is your terminology within your governments. It is on a need-to-know basis. But for this particular moment, we have to utilize this.
I understand.
Prime directive, you see?
Yep.
Anything further here before we release channel here? Very good. Then we are through with our part here. Just be expectant and keep your eyes and ears open over this next week here. It is very possible, not completely for certain, but very possible and very probable that something will occur here in this week that will create an impetus and to move forward in the next time you come together here. We'll understand more at that time. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti. Feels like this was a short session today. It was a long session, it seemed, in your conversation, your discussion. We're always glad to be a part of that conversation with you, to listen to what you grapple with, to listen to what you are concerned about, to listen to where you are. Our greatest pleasure to be with you each week. Share with you in all that you do. We know that you come to listen to words from one who serves and myself and any others who come to share. But you would be amazed at all of those who were in this room with you. All of those in this room who share with you, care about you. It is indeed an event every single week. We are pleased to be a part. Blessings to you.
Namaste.